You may be familiar with documentation at your company where you confirm when an individual is in attendance or if they are gone for the day. These records are important to your company because they determine how the company is reimbursed by the government for the services received. If these attendance records are not filled out correctly, fraud can occur. For example, Bobby is on family vacation and your company is unable to bill for services. The staff who work with Bobby might still need to be present to help with other individuals. It may seem easier to just mark him in as attending, even if he is gone. Fraud occurs if there are times when the daily attendance record states that the individual was at home or at work when they were not. This can lead to claims being filed and money being paid out fraudulently. Another instance where fraud can occur is if the individual is in the hospital. When both the service provider and the hospital bill for the same time period, this is called double billing. This is fraud because the home is billing for services that are being fulfilled by another entity. An individual cannot be receiving two services in two different locations at the same time. These are just two of many examples of fraud for when a company could receive money for services not provided. There are other ways that falsified attendance records can lead to fraud. None of these are acceptable. You have the responsibility to see that daily attendance records are accurate. If you have any concerns about the accuracy of attendance records, you must report it to the Public Funds Compliance Officer.